All right, and this morning we welcome PEI royalty to the show, a decorated hockey player and NHL coach and a man who's proud to give back to his community and his sport whenever he can. Gerard Gallant joins us as our interesting Islander today. Welcome aboard, sir. We are honored to have you here.
I'm happy to be here, guys. Thank you.
All right. Well, let's take this all the way back. You had a big night last night. We'll chat about that very, very shortly. But let's bring it all the way back to your hockey roots and where you grew up. Whereabouts on the island did you grow up?
Summerside, Prince Edward Island, yeah. And just in the west end of Summerside, probably a 3-minute walk to the arena.
And first we got to ask, how did you get the name Turk?
Yeah.
That goes back a long way. I think I was 3 years of age, 3 or 4 years of age, when I started going to my uncle's place, and he used to raise turkey in his basement. He had a clay basement, so every time we'd go over to his place, I'd go down there and start running around chasing the turkeys all over the place, and I think that's how it stuck. One of my brothers told me that, and it's stuck ever since, so it's been a nickname I had for a long time, ever since I was a little boy.
So it predates your hockey career.
Yes, definitely. Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk about that career. Where did you start playing hockey? When did you first lace them up?
Again, probably 5 or 6 years of age, I started playing in the Summerside minor hockey system. And, we played more outdoors, obviously. Back then, they used to flood the arenas in the open fields for the fire department. They used to do that for us all the time. So I spent a lot of time out in the fields playing hockey. But, with a lot of your friends, the rink was a 5-minute walk from my house, and we were there all the time, whether we were helping cleaning up, sweeping the stands and getting free ice time and all that stuff. But I started at 6 years of age, and I played all my minor hockey in Summerside up until I was 16 years of age when I went away.
And with your junior career, maybe take us through that. It started in Summerside, and then you went into the queue.
Yeah, I played midget and junior with the Summerside Crystals at the same time when I was 15 years of age. And then I was fortunate enough to get drafted into the Quebec League by the Sherbrooke Beavers. And I spent 2 years with the Sherbrooke Beavers, and we had very strong teams there. Went to one Memorial Cup and lost in the final. And then my last year in junior, I got traded to Verdun Juniors, and I played with a pretty good hockey player there by the name of Pat LaFontaine. So I was fortunate to play on real good hockey teams in junior, and 2 of the 3 years went to the Memorial Cup and lost both years, but I was fortunate to play with a lot of good players and a lot of good teams.
And it was really kind of getting you geared up for the future. You were drafted by the Red Wings. Now, how did you find out that you were drafted into the NHL?
Well, it was sort of funny. Back in those days, it wasn't really, it was a big deal to us. But to be totally honest with you, the day I got drafted, I had no idea the draft was that day. I thought the draft was the next day. So when I come home to my wife, at that time it was my girlfriend Pam, but I was coming home up to her place, and whoever called, they called that number, and they said, could you give Gerard this number to call back? It was Detroit Red Wings that drafted you. And I walked in the house, and she was all excited, and I said, no, the draft isn't until tomorrow. And she said, well, this person called. And he said he was the Detroit Red Wings. She wrote the name down, and I recognized the name. So I called the number and said, yeah, we're happy to draft you today in the sixth round. So I was pretty excited, but I had no idea. It wasn't a big a deal back then as it was today, everybody going to the draft and all that stuff. So it was a pretty exciting day, obviously. But at the time it happened, I didn't even know the draft was that day.
And you spent some time in Adirondack, and you went to the Red Wings in the NHL eventually and played in 9 seasons with them. Is there a highlight of that NHL career for you, one moment that really sticks out?
Well, the first game will always stick out. I mean, I remember playing with Adirondack. Like you said, I played there for a year and a half, and then we were playing in Halifax on a Friday night, and right after the game, myself and another player, Claude Lazel, got called up, and the coach called us in and said, you guys are both getting called up. You're playing tomorrow night against the New York Islanders. So for me, it was very, very special, and the Islanders were my favorite team as a kid growing up. So to get to play your first game in the NHL against the New York Islanders is real special.
Pretty unreal. Did you have a favorite teammate when you were playing?
You know what? Stevie Eisenman and me were good friends. Lane Lambert, I was good friends. A lot of the guys. I mean, Joey Kocher, Bob Probert. So I wouldn't say there was a favorite, but there was a lot of guys that come up at the same time around the same age group. You know, I think there was five or six of us, and we all became real good friends, and we're still good friends today.
Do you have any good Bob Probert stories?
I can't tell you them.
Okay, I figured that would be the answer. I figured.
Yep. He took a shot anyway.
Okay, yep.
You know what? Bobby was a great person and a great guy, and he's an excellent teammate. I mean, you know, he had a lot of trouble in his life and a lot of things that, you know, unfortunate, but he was one of the best, and he'd give you the shirt off his back, and we all loved Bob Probert. You know, he was a great, great person and a great hockey player and just a great teammate.
Let's move on to your coaching career. Was coaching something you were always interested in, and how did you actually get into it?
Well, I wasn't interested at all, to be honest with you. I mean, I retired at 32 years of age. I had back surgery, and I wasn't the same player as I was during the most part of my career, so it was frustrating. So when I moved back to Prince Edward Island, Gerard Smith was coaching the junior A team in Summerside, and he asked me if I could come out to a few practices and just sort of help out with some of the kids, and I said, sure, I will. You know, so I started doing that a little bit, and then all of a sudden, Smitty sort of, you know, I think he was decoying me into being the head coach because he was more interested in the track and doing some other things. He was a real busy man at that time teaching school, so he sort of got me into it. And then, you know, I sort of took over halfway through that last season, and then the next year we were hosting the Royal Bank Cup. So, you know, I sort of got not pushed into it, but suckered into it, and then I started really enjoying it. And then, you know, from that point on, I enjoyed it, and I thought, you know, who knows someday. And obviously, getting the big break with Doug McLean being the general manager and president of the Columbus Blue Jackets, that was probably the biggest break and biggest opportunity that Doug gave me. So it was special. And like I said, I had no plans of coaching when I come home from being our next player.
And you've definitely coached at varying levels as well. Talk about coaching at the Q level and, you know, going for the Memorial Cup on the other side of things.
Yeah, those, you know, coaching junior A in Summerside, winning the World Bank Cup was outstanding. That was a lot of fun. And then going on and coaching in St. John, again, we had three years of coaching in St. John where we had outstanding teams and a lot of fun. And then to win a Memorial Cup, as we talked about in my playing days, I lost both Memorial Cups. So to win one as a coach was special. And that was a great time. And I had three great years in St. John along with Mike Kelly. You know, we started coaching together there, and we had outstanding years, and it was a lot of fun. And 2 years we went to the Memorial Cup. The other year we lost in the league final to Moncton. So we had some great times and great teams in St. John. So it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that age group.
Did you find you had to take a different approach between the pros and the amateurs in junior?
No, not really. I mean, that's something me and Mike talk about all the time. And there was nothing different. We ran the same type of practices. We treated the kids the same way we treated the pros. I mean, pros, you know, when you get to the rink, they want to be prepared. You want to have good practices. You want to have a lot of fun with them. And we did the same thing at the NHL level. And I think for me, it worked very well. You treat everybody the same, treat them with a lot of respect. And, you know, they do the same thing going back to your way. So me and Mike Kelly, we just sort of did things. I mean, obviously, it's a little bit different with the guys making the big kind of money and that, but we treated everybody the same way. It didn't matter if it was junior hockey players or NHL players.
And I think I might know the answer to this, but from a coaching standpoint, any career highlights that you want to mention?
Well, there's a lot of them, I'll be honest with you. I mean, to win the Royal Bank Cup, to win a Memorial Cup, and that first year in Vegas was incredible. I mean, obviously, with an expansion team to go to the Stanley Cup Finals, you're unheard of. Nobody ever thought that would be possible, and we just kept winning and winning and winning, and it was a lot of fun. There was no pressure on that team, and it was an outstanding year to be part of. That's definitely a big highlight for me.
And what was that atmosphere like? You know, an expansion team, you know, the expectations were somewhere in the middle, I would guess. What was that like?
It was incredible. Like, again, it was fun to come to the rink every day with no expectations. It was in Las Vegas, Nevada. I mean, the fans didn't really know the game that well.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, every time we scored a goal, you couldn't hear it for 2 minutes because the crowd was outstanding. It was crazy. And I'd never been around the crowd like that before. I mean, sometimes in the playoffs in Montreal or Toronto, they go nuts. But every time in Vegas we scored or won a hockey game, it was the loudest atmosphere I've been around. And they still have fun today. It's just a party atmosphere down there.
Are you eyeing a return to the NHL at some point?
I sure hope so. I hope something works out. You know, we'll see what happens. But it's been a year and a half now, and nothing yet. But hopefully something comes up.
All right. Well, we're pulling for you in that regard. We'd love to see you back in the show. Let's talk about last night real quick, because I know that it was a very special night. To have a book written about you is a pretty big deal. How did that even come about to get the book rolling?
Well, that's a little bit funny. Freddie McDonald called me one day and we were chatting. And I don't hear that well. It's like a lot, but he doesn't hear that well either. So this is what happened. I thought Freddie was going to do a column for the Fiddly Facts. I'd give him some photo albums and all that stuff to go look at that and get some information. So 3 months later, we had a lunch together, and he says, everything's moving along good with the book. And I sort of looked and said, what are you talking about? What book? Because I thought he was doing a column in Fiddler's Facts on a Saturday morning one day. And so that's basically how it started. And then, you know, I was let go by the Rangers, so he had a lot of time to, you know, get some research and do some research with it. But so it wasn't like I went to Freddie and said, you want to write a book about me? Or he came to me and said, you know, I'm going to write this book. So it was sort of, like I said, I thought it was going to be an article on a Saturday morning paper. And anyway, it turned out to be real good. Like, you know, he did a great job. The people at the Acorn Express did a great job with the book, and real happy about it. And like I said, it took a long time, but it should be fun.
And talk about the night last night. I know that the book launch happened at Credit Union Place. Talk about how awesome that was.
It was great. I mean, there was a full house last night. And like I said, all my buddies were there. All my friends were there. All my family was there. So I thought it was an outstanding night. And we had lots of David Ling was there at 4B Kennedy. And we had a little hot stove up there. So there was lots of good stories told. And it was just an outstanding night, a lot of fun. And I really appreciate the people showing up and supporting me.
And I know that the Summerside Caps organization had a lot to do with last night, too. Talk about them. I know Billy McGuigan had a good hand in helping us get this interview today, so I got to tip my cap to him. But talk about just how important the Caps are to the community in Summerside.
Oh, that's huge. I mean, they've been there forever. They have a beautiful rink to play in there, and they've done a great job over the last number of years. And like I said, I started my coaching career there along with Doug McLean and a lot of the other guys that coach with the Caps. And the organization is big. It's big for the city. And the kids did a great job last night. They were selling 50-50 tickets. They organized all the tables and did a lot of work. So it means a lot to Summerside. And I'm definitely glad to support the Caps anytime we can.
Incredible. Well, like I said, we're all pulling for you to get behind the bench of another NHL squad here before too long. It has been an absolute honor spending a few minutes here chatting about your life and your career. Thank you very much for doing this.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.